What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are closed because we're trying to get through a bunch of news here and stay on top of several evolving situations here. We're talking about the economic news, and we are still seeing this institutional blindness in our economic system, in which the goal is to raise prices to maximize profitability and to keep wages and salaries low to maximize profitability. And the ugly reality none of them want to look at is if you are not paying your workers decent wages and salaries, they are not going to go into your retail establishments and buy what you're selling. Now, Henry Ford had much wisdom. First of all, he invented the assembly line, which made the manufacturing of cars much more efficient and made them affordable to the middle class. And Henry Ford followed a simple rule throughout his business life. The best way to become prosperous is to make the community prosper around you. And he made a point of paying his workers enough wages and salaries where they could actually buy the cars they were making. And that became his most powerful advertising tool, because people were looking around and seeing these cars in the streets, seeing that they were being driven by working class people. And that was a shock, because up until that point, having an automobile was the sign of extreme wealth. Only the ultra rich had automobiles, and all of a sudden, working class Americans have cars. No more shoveling the barn out of horse poop. And it just took off. And Henry Ford was right. The best way to become prosperous is to make the community around you prosper. Because if the community around you is doing well, you will do better. So apparently, over at Government Slaves, we're finding out McDonald's doesn't follow that. Because apparently they're already out there screaming that a $15 minimum wage would force McDonald's to increase prices 38%. Now, I ran that through a spreadsheet. I don't actually see that. I don't see that at all. There would be a slight increase, but not 38%. This is scare tactics to try and hold down wages and salaries. But dear McDonald's, if you're not paying people all that much money, they're not going to eat at your restaurant. And they're all still thinking in terms of their business and their clientele, because that's what Adam Smith said. If you're personally greedy, you will advance the system as a whole. And Nobel Prize winning mathematician John Nash demonstrated in his doctoral dissertation that this was a lot of nonsense. But money junkies don't want to hear that. What they want to hear is Adam Smith saying, it's okay to be personally greedy. You're really helping the world when you're being personally greedy. But all of your workers collectively are also your customers collectively. And if you are not allowing them to trade their labor for decent wages and salaries, they cannot go and buy the products you are selling. That is just the way it is. And you need to adjust to it. The more you offshore, the more you automate, the fewer Americans are going to be walking around with the money to buy whatever it is you're selling. So I guess you can always go to the government and order people to buy what it is you're selling, whether it's vaccines or earpieces for the cell phone. Household debt has now climbed to $12.5 trillion. It's almost to the peak that it reached in 2008, at the point where the mortgage-backed security fraud began to fall apart. It's a very, very bad indicator out there. We're hearing about a surge in defaults in subprime auto loans. We're hearing about the ongoing problem with delinquent and default student loans. You cannot run a nation on debt and have it persist, have it last. Sooner or later, it's going to catch up with you. That is the curse of the private central bank. It's great for the bankers. As we were just saying about Germany and Greece, that's the final payoff. They're saying, we'll loan you more ink and paper, but you've got to pledge your gold and your property as collateral so that when this debt monster rears its head again, we, the bankers, will own everything, and you will just be serfs living on our land, living in our houses, living, working in our factories and fields, and you will live your lives by our leave. That's what the New World Order is, a return to fascism. Story coming out of governmentslaves.info. The United Nations Together propaganda is pushing for the flooding of the West with more migrants. We're going to take a moment here to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. They're still pushing this globalist dream of everybody blurred together. Nobody has a sense of regional, cultural, or historical identity. Nobody has a strong sense of who they are, which makes them easier to control. Now, I think an example of just how out of control things are getting with all of this nonsense is up in Sweden, where officials in the Swedish government have been accused of a massive cover-up of migrant rape and violence in the name of appearing politically correct. We're not going to tell you the migrants are committing all these crimes because it wouldn't be humane for us to do that. Really? What about the Swedes who already live there? Why aren't you taking care of them? Now, apparently, a Swedish library actually banned a factual book on immigration. It was just a book about how many people are coming on in, what's happening, the rapes and the crime and everything like this, and the library banned it, saying the contents are contrary to human rights. That's it. Now, same challenge to Sweden as I issued to the U.S. government. You show me anywhere in any document that foreign nationals living in other countries have any legal right to enter a country without restriction. You're not going to find it. This human rights has been perverted away from the rights of individual humans and mutated into this right of the population of one country simply marching into another country and taking it over. It is, for all intents and purposes, an unarmed invasion. And as a result of all this political correctness and banning of books, Sweden has become the rape capital of Europe. And there is a backlash there where Swedes are hopping on to this nationalist movement, this populist movement. They're fully on board with Donald Trump saying, this has to stop. This is out of control. And to show you just how over the top Sweden has gone with political correctness, a Swedish court has ruled in favor of a marriage between a 14-year-old Syrian refugee and her 21-year-old husband on the basis of Sharia law. And by the way, these two are cousins. And the Swedish court said, well, since it's okay in Syria where they came from, we're going to declare it to be okay here. Oh, and by the way, the girl is pregnant. Now, look up your basic textbooks on genetics and look at why it is illegal on pretty much most of planet Earth for cousins to marry and bear children. But I'm sure those very generous Swedish taxpayers will be happy to pony up the money for seriously malformed babies that are going to start resulting here. Now, Donald Trump is getting ready to issue a new executive order. He's dropped trying to fight the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals on his previous executive order. It's being recrafted to basically avoid the arguments that were being made. It's still going to be the same seven countries. This order, though, will not be effective on people holding dual citizenship or green cards. And provision will be made for people who are in transit at the time the executive order goes into effect. So they're going to handle this one a lot better. And once again, we're going to see everybody screaming, it's a Muslim ban, it's a Muslim ban, it's a Muslim ban. No, it isn't. It's a ban on travel from countries that are known hotbeds of terrorism. Now, the corporate media is out there with some fake news saying that Donald Trump claimed there was a terror attack last night in Sweden. And apparently Donald Trump was responding to a story that made that claim in Fox News. It's now been discredited. And now Fox News is turning on Donald Trump for embarrassing them. Okay. All right. Interesting little video on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. It's an interview with John McCain. And he actually uses the phrase, the New World Order. He's out there saying this New World Order we want has to have freedom of the press. Now, by freedom of the press, John McCain does not mean Republic Broadcasting and whatreallyhappened.com. John McCain means ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, BBC. And John McCain is trying to defend those corporate media liars from Donald Trump, saying that if Donald Trump challenges the accuracy of what's in the corporate media, that's the kind of thing that dictators do. Actually, no, dictators use the corporate media to feed their populations false information. And that's what's going on. But it is revealing that John McCain is out there openly talking about this new world order. We've got to have freedom of the press, of our press, not your press, but our press. And he's out there basically saying that Donald Trump is not allowed to take an adversarial position against the corporate media, even if they're lying against him, because that's the language of dictators. I mean, that is ridiculous. The First Amendment gives us all a right to stand up and say when somebody's lying about us. But then John McCain apparently is unconcerned with the Constitution because he's on board with this new global government that will supersede those things like the Bill of Rights and freedom of speech. All those old-fashioned things like democracy and personal rights. It is rather amazing when you listen to all these people pushing for the global government, how they've managed to turn words like populism and democracy into dirty words, just the way they say them. Oh, it's populism and democracy. They're getting in the way of our global dictatorship. These people ought to just sit down and shut the heck up here. Now, remember what I said about a fundamental principle of the New World Order is to destroy our sense of identity and to destroy our sense of history. That was the reason for the attack on the Confederate flag. And now they're going after the language. Because believe it or not, over at the University of Washington, Tacoma's Writing Center, one of their professors came on out. In fact, this was written by the director, staff, and tutors, basically saying that imposing American grammar and spelling is racist and unjust. Think about that for a minute. According to the University of Washington Tacoma's Writing Center, the director, staff, and tutors, they're now saying that correct grammar and spelling is racist and unjust. Now, do you remember those school lunch programs by Michelle Obama? And again, I want to mention, there really is no office of the First Lady in the Constitution. It's an honorary title only. There is no real authority granted to the spouse of the president. But Michelle was acting like she was in charge of certain things. She had a huge staff. And one of the things she did was tell everybody, your children will eat the lunches I have designed when they go to school. And boy, oh boy, nothing tells you you're living in a dictatorship faster than the wife of the dictator telling you what your kids are allowed and not allowed to eat in school. And those meals were horrific. It was all corporate-produced pap, and a lot of it went to waste. It was so unappealing, kids were throwing in the trash and just going, you know, hungry. It was that bad. Well, apparently schools across America are starting to drop the Michelle Obama lunch rules, and the result is students and staff celebrating. They can go back to devising a menu that actually is healthy and tasty and is not necessarily a product of a giant corporation someplace. So that backlash is going on. All right, let's talk about the weather in California. There's some serious concerns we need to look at. And obviously the Central Valley is looking at a new major storm coming on in. Down in Southern California, flash flooding all over. It's not getting a lot of coverage. It's getting some coverage. It has to. There's too many people living there, you know, tweeting out this stuff to their friends. But it's not getting a lot of coverage. And the reason is because much of the flooding is due to the deterioration of the flood control systems. And we saw exactly the same thing during Hurricane Sandy with the storm drains on the eastern seaboard up toward New England. We saw the same thing with the New Orleans levees during Hurricane Katrina, where what was once a functioning system has suffered from years of neglect because we've been living in a war economy for going on 15 years. They didn't want to tell you, but that's the reality. There is no money to take care of this country and its infrastructure. There's no money to take care of you. It's all going to the war machine. It's all going to the refugees and the illegal immigrants. And the channels and drains and the flood control system are choked with debris. The trees have not been cut back from the power lines. And that's why there's not a lot of reporting on the Southern California floods, because it's really a report on the ongoing failure of government to put the safety and needs of the American people as a top priority. And apparently the flooding resulted in gridlock on the freeways. People had to abandon cars or drown. There were fist fights between people who just couldn't move their cars. No evacuation plan. Apparently a lot of people in Southern California were awakened with the cops pounding on their door saying, get the heck out of here. That was the extent of the evacuation plan. We saw the same thing in Oroville during their evacuation plan, or absence of same. They were given a warning 1 hour before it was thought the dam was going to collapse. Everybody panicked. They hit the freeways. It gridlocked. And so all the government's actions really amounted to was a choice between drowning in your own home or drowning in your car. And now they're saying that a warning to evacuate downstream from Oroville could come with only 15 minutes warning now. There is a major storm that is just now hitting the coast of California. There's already flash flood warnings all over the place from what they're calling the atmospheric river. And the question is, have they been able to patch that emergency spillway? And just how badly has the concrete primary spillway undercut the soil at the northern end of the main dam itself? Now, we already know end of last week they started cutting off any kind of outside overview. They banned drones. They banned small private planes. And they're trying to control what's going on out. Apparently, some of the people working on the crews who were tweeting out reports have been fired. They're trying to keep a lid on this. Governor Jerry Brown is literally betting his political career that the dam is going to hold together and he can make it all go away before the next election. And if he has gambled wrongly, he's going to have an epic disaster as part of his legacy. Now, one of the pictures that got tweeted out underscores the fact that, yes, in point of fact, those cracks back in 2009 that were patched were still leaking water underneath the spillway and carved out a huge void into which the spillway ultimately collapsed. We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the situation in California where there is another major rainstorm coming on in. I was looking at the radar over California's Central Valley. Very, very heavy rains coming into that watershed above Lake Oroville. And you need to understand, it isn't just the rain that falls on the lake itself. The lake is a collecting point for a huge swath of land across the mountains that drain down that way. And that land is already saturated. It can't absorb a lot of water. And that's why people are justly concerned. Frankly, if I was a resident of Oroville, I would already be in a hotel someplace on high ground. And again, the concern is that if that emergency spillway collapses, there will be massive flooding downstream. The other area of concern, much less probable, is in looking at how the soil underneath the main concrete spillway has been scoured out, because that spillway is at the northern end of the actual dam itself, which is an earthen dam, and like all dams, its strength is based on those anchor points on either side. If there's any slippage or giveaway, in that mass of Earth, then we could see the dam unzip completely. And we know the dam's safety has been under question for quite some time, going on back to a moderate earthquake they had in the region. And environmentalists were saying, we're not convinced this dam is still safe. And the state of California said, well, we got to spend the money someplace else. And we'll just cross our fingers and hope for the best. And that's got to be very reassuring for those people down there in Oroville. It needs to be remembered that there are at least 8 other dams in the United States that are of questionable safety right now. Some are already in the process of having reinforcement work done to them. Some of the reservoirs in California, in that Central Valley area, are already well over what is considered normal water levels. One of them is absolutely at the top right now. So huge amounts of rain coming on in. And this, what they call this atmospheric river, is just going to be bringing in huge, huge amounts. One thing that is very obvious right now, because I've been watching the situation very closely, the long-range forecasts for rain are pretty much worthless. Because one day it'll be, there's going to be moderate rain for 7 days, and the next day it's heavy rains for 3 days and sun after that. So there's a certain lack of surety, as it were. All right, there's been another incident, or maybe it's a piece of propaganda. We need to be careful about that. Apparently, all over Europe, radiation monitors have started picking up trace amounts of radioactive iodine-131. And apparently, they started detecting this back in January, and they're trying to figure out where it came from. The first country to go public with it was France. Now, iodine-131 is a product of nuclear fission. It has a half-life of only 8 days, which means whatever created this iodine-131 was something that happened recently. And apparently the U.S. military has deployed their sniffer aircraft. I'm wondering where this all came from. Now, at the moment, we are hearing this announcement where the French nuclear watchdog is saying that as near as they can tell, there was some kind of a nuclear test by Russia above the Arctic Circle, and the iodine-131 from that test is drifting down across Norway and onward to Europe. Maybe, maybe not. And one of the reasons I say maybe not is nuclear tests tend to register on seismographs. And I went back looking through the earthquake records. I can't find an event above the Arctic Circle near Russia for January. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're getting word now that the Coyote Creek Dam down in Santa Clara Valley is dumping water as fast as it can, as they can, and it's not keeping up with the influx from the rain. So, boy, oh boy, would almost, if I were not an atheist, I would think that maybe somebody didn't like the state of California. Those poor people over there. All righty, let's see. Now then. More about radioactivity. Over at Fukushima, they've had to abort their latest attempt to send a robot inside the reactor to at least see what's going on. And apparently the latest robot that was designed to survive the intense radiation did not survive the intense radiation. It was called the Scorpion, and it has become unresponsive, which is a polite word for it isn't working anymore. And trying to send it over to the hole where they think the core of that reactor melted through into the ground. So that's a serious, serious situation there as well. Boy, a lot of stuff going on here. Now then, do you remember back in March 20th, 2000, and the UK Independent ran this headline story about how snowfalls are now a thing of the past? Well, for the operators of the Kirkwood Mountain Resort in Alpine County, They now have 500 inches of snow. That's a lot of snow. Boy, the runoff from that in the spring is going to be intense. Now, there's a little bit of good news. As you know, it came on out a little while ago that the report issued by the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration just before the Paris Climate Summit made the spectacular claim that there'd been no pause in global warming, the world was still warming rapidly, and only dramatic action by the Paris Climate Summit in terms of carbon taxes on people had a chance of heading it on off. And then, of course, it came on out that the data was completely bogus. It wasn't a scientific report. It was a piece of blatant global warming propaganda with the seal of NOAA on top of it. And apparently Republican Lamar Smith, who chairs the House of Representatives Committee on Science, Space, and Technology, has announced an inquiry to say, just what are you guys doing over there at NOAA? And I think it's long overdue. Now, as you know, we've been talking about vaccines and vaccine safety. If you have not seen it, I recommend the documentary Vaxxed. It's available, obviously, as a DVD. It's finally getting more and more screenings around the world as theaters are standing up to the threats and pressure from the vaccine manufacturers. It's available as a pay-per-view on Amazon Live, or at least it was back when we looked at it. I don't think it's been pulled yet. But the net result is that a new report from the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is saying the reality is Americans are getting fewer vaccines. And according to the committee, adults in the United States are not getting as many vaccines as the CDC would like. Well, obviously, the CDC wants everybody to load up on all these vaccines. The CDC owns more than 20 patents on vaccines, off of which they make $4.5 billion a year. If people are not getting vaccinated, they're losing money. They're losing money. By golly, we better throw a test tube out the window and start a pandemic. Get them coming on back and getting their shots. Vaccines are a $30 billion a year business. They don't want that to go away. Story out of naturalblaze.com. Certain neurological disorders do occur in children, vaccinated versus non-vaccinated kids. And they're talking about this peer-reviewed article that appeared in Frontiers in Psychiatry that appeared earlier this year, in which they were doing a study of homeschool children versus children in the public schools. And, of course, the children in the public schools were required to have 30-some-odd vaccinations. And the homeschool children were not. And what they discovered was the homeschooled, non-vaccinated children overall were much healthier than the kids who'd been vaccinated. Now, the American Association of Pediatrics has sent a report in to Donald Trump, specifically to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's in charge of the Vaccine Safety Commission, and the American Academy of Pediatricians made this presentation where they presented a few articles saying vaccines are safe, vaccines are beneficial, they're wonderful, you should never call them into question. So over at vaccinesafetycommission.org, which is a good resource, they put together a list of 50 peer-reviewed studies showing that vaccines are causing harm. And the result is claims that vaccines are, American Academy of Pediatrics made the quote, claims that vaccines are unsafe when administered according to expert recommendations have been disproven by a robust study of medical literature. We write to express our unequivocal support for the safety of vaccines. That's what they sent to Donald Trump. And this article in Vaccine Safety Commission lists 50 peer-reviewed articles, scientific journal articles, that say there are reasons to be concerned. And you need to ask yourself, what kind of a doctor is willing to place their patients at risk just to make more money. I mean, look at that one guy they sent to prison for 45 years because he'd been telling perfectly healthy patients they had cancer so he could make money selling them chemotherapy and radiation treatments. And they didn't jail him for the harm he caused to the patients. He got thrown in prison for defrauding Medicare because money is much more important than human beings in the United States of America right now. Another article coming out of Mercola.com. India's polio eradication campaign in 2011 caused 47,500 cases of vaccine-induced polio paralysis. And this is a known issue with the oral polio vaccine. It uses an attenuated pathogen along with adjuvants to provoke a response so that your body will develop immunity to polio. The problem is with the attenuated pathogen vaccines, they can return to full potency within your body. Now, here in the United States of America, doctors are not even allowed to call it vaccine-induced polio paralysis because that looks bad in the headlines. They have all these other euphemistic names of flaccid paralysis, nonspecific, blah, blah, blah. It is all driven by the money. That lust for these pieces of paper and ink has destroyed the best qualities of what we used to call the American character. Pride in your work, care for your community, altruistic view of those around you, concern over the health and safety, certainly of your own family. Now, getting on back to that MMR autism study, there was the study from Jackson State University, was accepted by a prestigious journal, Frontiers in Public Health, had passed peer review, was days away from being published. Frontiers posted an abstract online alerting it was on the way, immediately got flooded with demands from the pharmaceutical industries. This study must be pulled. And it was pulled. It was yanked from publication because who cares about the health and safety of people? We have vaccine profits to protect. We have advertising revenues to protect. Now, over at the Health Rangers, I love this one. They probably got the inspiration from that spokesperson for Monsanto who was insisting that glyphosate is perfectly safe. You could drink a glass of it. Somebody offered him a glass of glyphosate, and he said, I'm not stupid, and he ran off the stage, literally. And now we have, of course, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Robert De Niro have announced their $100,000 Thimerosal Challenge. And by the way, they're under constant attack from the corporate media, which makes a lot of money from pharmaceutical advertising. And basically saying they will pay $100,000 for a single peer-reviewed scientific study that unequivocally says vaccines do not cause, or mercury in vaccines do not cause any harm. And they've issued a challenge over at the Health Ranger saying, you know, we'll give you a glass of mercury. We'll give you a glass of this ethyl mercury that's used as a preservative. You drink it down and we'll believe you that it's perfectly safe. No takers on that one yet. Now, in a normal circumstance where a company makes a mistake and they find out after the product is out, they make a mistake, they pull it back. They fix the ignition switch. They fix the onboard computer. They do this, they do that. The problem we're dealing with here is that allegations of mercury toxicity have gone back decades. If it were ever to finally be proved beyond all doubt that mercury in vaccines was harmful, all of these parents of these autistic children would have grounds for a massive lawsuit against the pharmaceutical industry that would bankrupt them. And at this point, I think that is a fitting punishment. If corporations are people, then corporations must bear responsibility for what they do. It's not enough to say corporations are people for the benefit of the First Amendment. If they're people, then we need to be able to jail a corporation when they behave badly, or, if necessary, have a death sentence. Somebody put out this wonderful video. If the auto industry operated like the vaccine industry, and it came out last week, I'm going to have to bump it up to the top of the main page, and it is funny, and it sounds a lot like my comparison between the indemnification of computer hardware and software manufacturers versus the auto company. And they're saying the same thing, the parallels. If the auto industry ran like the vaccine industry, how very different it would be. And it's funny. It is very, very funny. Now, here's another story that tells you this is all about money. It's all about greed and any remembrance of Hippocrates' recommendations to, first of all, do no harm, are out the window. Apparently, there's a new scandal. The New York Organ Donor Network pressured hospital staffers to declare patients brain dead so their body parts could be harvested. They even hired coaches to train staffers how to be more persuasive in convincing family members to sign a consent form when patients were not registered as an organ donor. And we thought Planned Parenthood was as ugly as this chop them up and resell them God. Now, this suit is filed in Manhattan Supreme Court. They had four specific examples of improper organ harvesting. Really, trust us. The guy's brain dead. Never coming back. We need the parts. And then the medical industrial complex wonders why people don't trust doctors anymore. It really is very scary here. All right, story coming on out from LiveLeak. They're pushing the idea of computer chips in our hand to identify who we are. No bag, no keys, no wallet, no ID. Move your hand, doors open. Move your hand, you buy stuff. You know what's going to happen. You're going to start seeing criminals chopping people's hands off to get that chip. For that very reason, I'm not going to get one. Why don't we put it in a ring instead? I'd rather give the ring to a criminal to empty my bank account than my entire hand. Do these people not think these things through? Now, Bill Gates is now out with an idea that robots who displace American workers ought to be taxed. Which sounds good on the face of it. But again, if you have robots doing all the work, you're not going to have anybody in those stores to buy the products the robots are making. It's a dead end. It's a dead end. They need to wake up and realize that. People have to work. People have to be able to trade their labor for decent wages and salaries. Unless you're going to live in a society where the government just gives you free money, this idea of having robots take over these jobs is an economic disaster waiting to happen. Now, as colony collapse disorder continues to spread around the world, securing the fortunes of Monsanto's GMO seeds, scientists are already talking about the need to introduce a robo-bee, some kind of a little microscopic drone that will flit about fields, dragging pollen from flower to flower to replace the honeybees. And I'd hate to see it come to that. Why don't we just stop allowing products out there that are killing the bees? Mostly because everybody involved is pointing fingers at everybody else. Oh, it's the cell towers. It's the mites. It's this. It's that. But we know from an article published in the journal Nature many years ago that pollen from GMO plants harms benign insect species. This article was specifically about the decline in the monarch butterfly, but obviously this is going to be a factor with the honeybees. The honeybees who are getting pollen from these GMO plants are literally poisoning themselves. And that seems to be the real cause of colony collapse disorder. This attempt to blame cell towers doesn't really work because cell towers have been around for a very, very long time. colony collapse disorder did not appear until GMO seeds started making significant inroads into the agricultural sector. The timeline is what gives it away. And, of course, there's always the issue that somebody is going to hack the robo-bees to sabotage farm fields, or even hack the robo-bees to drag GMO pollen from GMO fields to contaminate the natural fields. I think we need to look for simple solutions rather than just adding more and more layers of complexity. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse
every... And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program here on this Monday, President's Day. More concerns about government spying. Apparently, the government can track you through your prescriptions, because that's all computerized now. because of the Affordable Health Care Act, all your computer records are computerized, and that means the NSA can be looking at what's going on with you and use it against you. None of this is for your benefit. It's all for the benefit of a government that has become absolutely paranoid, afraid of ordinary people. Now, apparently over in Germany, parents are being told to destroy this talking Big Brother child's doll because it can be used for spying. The doll is called My Friend Kayla, links to the internet, and apparently there are concerns it can be hijacked by pedophiles to use the doll to convince your child to do things that the child ought not to be doing. I think it's time to take children back to like wood blocks and erector sets, things that are not on the internet, that can't be used by the government or pedophiles to spy on them. And I'm kind of getting that way myself. Obviously, I got a lot of computer equipment here, but when I walk out of this office, walk out of my home, I don't want computers in my things. I don't have a computer on my coffee pot anymore. It's needless complexity and risk and no benefit whatsoever. Already we're seeing the Internet of Things has become a fertile ground for massive hacking attacks because the product was rushed to market without really thinking it all the way through. Now, SpaceX had a successful launch and landing of the Falcon rocket, and they used one of the historic spaceports at Cape Kennedy that was used for the Apollo missions to the moon and the space shuttle. And it worked absolutely beautifully. The supply mission is on its way to the space station. And the launch vehicle did return and had a soft landing. Just looked absolutely beautiful to see. Way to go, SpaceX. And apparently, the Air Force's secret X-37B space plane is finally set to land after orbiting the Earth for 2 years. And I do not for one second think they did that on solar cells. I would not be surprised to find that whatever it is, it's powered by a radioisotope thermoelectric generator. But it's been up there for 2 years now. The Mars rover has sent back data, which calls into question some of the earlier models of Mars and what happened to its atmosphere. And it's kind of interesting for two reasons. First of all, we know that the Earth doesn't have the atmosphere it did back in Cretaceous times. Earth is very slowly losing its atmosphere. Mars could do the same. We'll have more about this in the third hour of tomorrow's show because there's an interesting story about Mars we need to talk about. All right, time for me to get on out of here. I've got errands to do this afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, stay skeptical, make good choices, share what you know with everybody that you know. Thanks to all the people who sent in donations to get over our current crisis. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage Highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's N-U-M-A-N-N-A, Republic. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.